Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to all of you, whatever part of Mother Earth that you are living in. Here on the west coast of North America, it's afternoon, so I will probably be referring to that time of day during this Blog Talk Radio program. I am Master Marilyn at Master Shah Tao Healing Center in San Francisco, and it is my delight and my great honor to bring to you this Blog Talk Radio program, Soul Healing Miracles Through Love, Peace, and Harmony. Each one of us, I am sure, has either experienced in our own lives big and small miracles connected with love, peace, and harmony, or we have listened to people talk about what has happened in their lives, or we have read about it on the Love, Peace, Harmony Facebook page, maybe YouTube. There are many ways that we could become aware of the impact, the results of using this song. And today, what will be the theme of our Blog Talk Radio program is balancing the wood element. The wood element is, well, all the elements are important. I'll say that. You cannot skip one or the other because it would affect the entire balance of the whole body. In many of the charts, on the five elements, the first one of the elements that's listed is wood. So to focus on this element is really important and significant, has many, many benefits. The wood element, besides being the first one that is identified on all of the charts, has some very special characteristics. In this element, there is the authority organ, which is the liver, and this is true for every single element. Every single element has an authority organ, which is the yin organ, and there's also a yang organ. So for the wood element, the authority organ is the liver. The partner organ, or it's what I call the partner organ, is the gallbladder. The unbalanced emotion for the liver is anger. And the balanced emotion for the liver is patience. The finger that is associated with the wood element is the index finger. And if you stop and just remember, either as a child or as a grown person, if you were a child, remember being scolded. Someone is giving you a very stern talking to. Very, very often, they would use their index finger and kind of shake it at you or shake it in the air. Or, as a grown person, perhaps you did this also when you were speaking to someone. And you needed to correct that person in a very, very vigorous and strong way. Very often, it's possible that you also used your index finger and either shook it toward the person or shook it in the air. And it makes sense because this is the finger associated with the wood element. It is associated with the unbalanced emotion of anger. So if we're angry, we'll be shaking our index finger. We're not going to shake our small finger. We're not going to shake our thumb, but we'll shake the index finger. And it's not just because it feels natural and comfortable. There's actually a physiological reason for this. So that helps us to remember which finger is associated with the wood element. There's body tissue that is also associated with the wood element. And there are two. One is tendons. So all the tendons in our body. So people who get tinnitus, this would be associated with an imbalance in the wood element. And the nails, fingernails and toenails. So if there's some issue with the fingernails or toenails, this also would be associated with an imbalance in the wood element. The sense organ connected with the wood element is the eyes. And you know, it's so interesting. The eyes are the window to the soul. The next element that follows when they are written, you know, in a list is the fire element, the heart. Is the authority organ for the fire element. And the heart houses the soul and the mind. There's a very close link between the liver and the heart. Having clear eyes, to have our eyes truly be clear, is very important. That we make a big effort to balance the energy, the light in our wood element, to balance the energy in our liver. So this is certainly not a complete or comprehensive teaching about the wood element, but it gives you an idea about some of the highlights, some of the significant aspects of the wood element. So today, what I'm going to ask each one to do is focus on one or another aspect of the wood element that I have brought to your attention. You can maybe focus on your index finger. Some people have very painful index fingers. Your nails, your eyes, your liver, gallbladder. Gallbladder is really a kind of a small organ that's sort of tucked under the liver, and it's sort of in the middle of our body going towards the midline down the front of our body or going towards the stomach area. And the liver is a very, very large organ that actually goes in the area of the stomach all the way around the right side of our body and a little bit toward the back. It's a very, very large organ. We mostly feel it on the right side of our body, above our waist. So we're going to chant love, peace, and harmony. And what I would ask you to do is to really be aware of what's going on. Do you feel shifting of energy? Do you feel things becoming more relaxed and calm? Do you find yourself becoming more peaceful? What is happening with your eyes? The vision of your eyes may not change during these next 10 minutes, but you may observe some kind of a change with the way your eyes feel. Your tendons, how does your body feel? Okay? Wonderful. And this is a practice that you can do by yourself at any time. What I'm going to ask you to do we're going to use the four powers when we chant love, peace, and harmony. So I'm going to ask you to put one hand on the right side of your body, not way over at the side, sort of towards the front of your body, but a little bit off center, more toward the side, not completely the center, like above your navel, but over to the right side, and above your waist, but below your rib cage. So just put one hand there. The other hand is going to go below your navel. Perfect. And put both feet flat on the floor. And have your heels come together so they are touching. And if you look down, they would look sort of like a V shape. If that's too uncomfortable for you, then have your heels as close together as possible. And have your back straight. And to help your back be really straight, sort of tuck your chin a little bit. Wonderful. And close your eyes. The next thing I'm going to ask you to do is mind power. And this is creative visualization. I'm going to ask you to focus on your zhong, which is the space between your waist and the base of your body, the back half of your body, and to imagine or visualize golden light. And you're also going to imagine or visualize golden light flowing from your liver to the lower dantian, which is where your hand is below your navel. That's a very important energy center. So the light is going to flow from your liver to the lower dantian. It will flow from the direction of one hand to the place where the other hand is below your navel. Some of you might feel a shift already, even though we haven't even started singing. Where your hands are is what you focus on, is where the light will go. So your focus on the zhong, everything is in the zhong. It's our core. So when you focus on your zhong, you can still imagine the light flowing from your liver to your lower dantian because that is in your zhong also. The sound power will be love, peace, and harmony. and what we sing is what we become. The soul power is the, say hello greeting. So if you would please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to my liver and my whole wood element. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to all souls in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you. Please radiate love, peace, and harmony throughout the wood element for Mother Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are not asking love, peace, and harmony to heal the whole wood element for all of Mother Earth, because that's too much. But we can ask love, peace, and harmony to radiate throughout the wood element for Mother Earth. Wonderful. Okay. So please sit straight. Dear Wanling, please come and chant with us together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. One of our callers ask a question or share an experience, make a comment, whatever they would like to share with all of us. And so the last four digits in this caller's number are 3700. So I would like to welcome the caller whose number ends with 3700. Hello?
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 I'm not muted?
No, you're not.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you want to be muted?
Well, yeah, I thought I was. I thought that when I called in, it said the line was muted.
Oh, well, no, you're not muted. And since we can hear you, is there something you'd like to share with us?
Regarding the peace, love, and promise that what we just saying, or anything?
Well, actually, it could be your choice. If it's regarding what we, the theme for today, that would be fine. If it's sharing something in general, if it's sharing something connected with love, peace, and harmony, it truly is your choice.
All I can think is that whenever I sing love, peace, and harmony, it changes me. It puts me in a different mindset, and it opens my heart, I believe.
That's beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I think that's a huge statement, at least for me. That's a very huge statement. That everything.
Yep. And now you can see how to mute my line.
So your mute button is playing tricks on you. I think your mute button wanted everybody to hear that statement because that is such a profound statement, that every time you sing love, peace, and harmony, you experience a change and that your heart opens. That's huge. That is really huge. And I think your mute button wanted everybody to hear
that. Thank you.
Yeah. I am a firm believer that nothing happens by accident.
Yeah.
No such thing as coincidence. Yeah. A wonderful, wonderful signboard outside outside of a church in Toronto.
Ah.
Walking along one of the main streets, and you know how they have these signs that can be changed by changing the letters, and they spell out different things.
Yeah.
And this message, the day that I happened to walk by, was a coincidence is when God wants to be anonymous.
Really?
Yeah. I love that statement, yes. So we think it's a coincidence, but in my approach, I've discovered there really is no such thing. So I am so happy that your mute button decided that this is what we got to hear. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, and we're at the end of our time. So the others, perhaps there will be an opportunity next week. So I thank you very, very much. It has been wonderful to share this time with you, to bring some of Master Shah's wisdom that he has shared with us about the five elements, specifically the wood element, and to hear this wonderful statement about singing love, peace, and harmony and the benefits of it. We benefit so much. Those are two huge benefits. Everything shifts and your heart opens more fully. Those are really amazing. So we will join together again next week at the same time. And between now and then, may your life and every minute of every day be filled with an abundance of love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.